Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. It's one of my favorite passages in Scripture, and I think you'll see why. Thus says the Lord, "Just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." Brothers and sisters, God speaks to us through his word every day if we listen. Every day. And he tells us that when he sends out his word, he sends it out with everything that could make it fertile and fruitful. But because you and I have free will, we can say no. We can abort it, so to speak. We can cut it off before it has a chance to grow, put down roots, and bear fruit. How fertile is the soil of your mind and heart? How ready is it to receive the inspirations of the Holy Spirit? How ready is it to receive daily the content of God's word, the wisdom that can come to us, the understanding? The word gives fortitude. It gives us knowledge. It gives us all kinds of things if we allow it to take root in us. So it's a very, very good question. Does God's word return to him void because we refuse it or because we neglect it? Either one is bad. Refuse or neglect. Are we one of those? I'm putting these questions out during this Lent because I know this Lent is a marvelous season. It's filled with grace. God sharing himself with us, drawing us to himself, but he'll never force us. We always have free will. Please allow yourself to be drawn to the Lord. Please give him time that his word shall not return to him void, because when it came to you, you just rejected it or ignored it. Psalm 34, "From all their distress, God rescues the just." From all their distress, God rescues the just, those who seek to follow after him. From all their distress, God rescues the just. What does it mean to be just? It means in the midst of difficulty to seek to love him and to love others. It's very hard. As we're angry or we're hurt or we're bitter or we're confused or we're whatever, ask God, love through me, love through me. God really wants this. It's not just a pious image. He really wants to shine through you. He wants to be seen through you, known through you, loved through you. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. From all my fears. Just keep going back to him till you experience it. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and that your faces may not blush with shame. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. But when the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. We've had times like that in our lives, haven't we? When you feel like you're brokenhearted, the distress is very great, you feel like you're crushed in spirit. God can restore. God can redeem. God can make whole. Don't run away from God when you're in trouble. Run to him. So often, as humans, I think we, when something happens, we instinctively run in a corner and try to lick our own wounds We need to turn to God. Him. Let him care for us. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans do, who think that they will be heard because of their many words." Don't, brothers and sisters, don't. You don't fool God. God looks at the heart. He doesn't count the number of words you prayed. He looks at your heart. In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father. Right there, the word "our" binds us to one another, to all those who say that they are followers of God. Our Father. I don't pick and choose. I don't exclude or include. It's all what God does. It's God's work. I'm called to love those that God brings to me or brings into my life in some way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. When I'm tempted today to one, exalt myself in some way, or remind people of what a wonderful thing I've done, just say this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Often when I pray it, I pray, hallowed be your name, not mine, your name. May your name be held high, holy today. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. I have a little booklet that's been out for several years called Captured by Mercy. I have a new booklet on mercy that's offered at the end of this program that you can receive free by calling our toll-free 800 number. All the information's at the end of the program. But the other booklet, Captured by Mercy, that I have offered for several years, actually, through this program, just want to encourage you, the need to forgive. If you want to receive forgiveness from God, then we need to forgive, even our enemies. And the little booklet, Captured by Mercy, can be a help. If you just go online to our website, renewalministries.net, you can order a copy of it. Captured by Mercy. That's on forgiveness, both giving forgiveness and receiving forgiveness from one another. That's the focus of it. The booklet that I've written now is a book in which the most recent one that's being offered free at the end of this program, I've written on our need to humble ourselves and to receive the forgiveness of God, that we might know his mercy. So those two booklets go together, and I would encourage you to read both of them. Jesus is very, very clear in these last two verses, very clear. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. If you're new to this program, I can hear some of you saying, "I can't forgive. It's too big. It's too great. Really, God does give the grace to forgive. And I want you to read both those booklets. I want you to ponder what I've written. I want you to see, because again, for those of you who are old-time listeners, you can probably say these words with me, but John Paul was so great on this area. He said that forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. if somebody has to be taken to trial for something or receive some civil punishment, that can be pursued. But what John Paul says, forgiveness is not the opposite of justice, but it is the opposite of resentment and revenge. When we seek to carry out justice in a spirit of resentment and revenge, we destroy. We will destroy the relationship. We may well destroy the other person. We can, in fact, destroy ourselves. Don't go down that road. Forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. Sometimes justice needs to be pursued, but it's the way in which we do it, the motivation that we have. Because John Paul says forgiveness is not the opposite of justice, but it is the opposite of resentment and revenge. Holding somebody, you know, hostage, so to speak, and trying to squeeze out of them every penny as though that's going to take away your pain, it's going to take away your resentment and revenge, and you can go on living life more peacefully, it won't work. It won't work. That bitterness, that desire for revenge will eat you and destroy you. That's why the Lord says, if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. It's a hard road, brothers and sisters. It's a high call from God. And I would say, those of you who are listening to this program, if there's unforgiveness in your own heart, that's the first thing you need to deal with this Lent. No other pious works, etc., are going to take the place of this hard walk to give up resentment and revenge if that's what should be done. In any case, we should give up resentment and revenge. If you need to pursue justice, that's a whole other issue. But it's the resentment and revenge you carry that will destroy you. God wants to free you from that. And if you're bound by that during this Lent, this is a time to grab hold of it and get it out of your life. Because honestly, brothers and sisters, resentment and revenge, you try to poison the other. You try to destroy the other. And what it ends up doing is destroying you. It really does. You don't want it. So please pay heed. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Brothers and sisters, don't stay in that vulnerable position. A lot of us battle with resentment and revenge. A lot of us. God wants to set us free from that. Go to confession. Talk to a priest. Read the booklets that I've written, especially Captured by Mercy. Read them. See how people have dealt with wrongs being done to them, injustice toward them. See how they've dealt with it in a way that doesn't cripple them or destroy them, but actually sets them and those who have hurt them free. God wants to do that for you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.